When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got something I need help working through.
Okay.
I was in a long 6+ year relationship with a guy who never proposed, and then I found out why. He had a number of side hustles, and I don't mean jobs.
Oh, okay.
That ended about 6 months ago. I just started hanging out with a guy. Our first date was just 3 weeks ago, so it's really fresh.
Gotcha.
Over the weekend, we were just having some wine, drinking, and I asked what his Thanksgiving plans were, and he said, oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Mm.
I was waiting to see what you wanted to do.
Okay.
This was not really the response I was hoping for.
Oh.
I'm not ready to take this guy home to my family, especially after what I just went through.
Okay.
So look, he's super sweet. And in the 3 weeks we've been hanging out, he's been great. But home for Thanksgiving is kind of a big deal.
Okay.
I didn't really give a straightforward answer. I just told him I wasn't sure what my family plans were. And he just kept hinting to let me know. I promise I'll behave.
Mm.
I know you're going to tell me just to tell him. But I don't know how, because he seemed so excited to be part of this.
Oh, no.
What should I do? I really like him. As much as you can 3 weeks in. But I don't think we're at the come meet my family level just yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
thanks,
that's
Carrie.
I get the trepidation
sure.
to bring him this around the family, especially when your family knows all the dirt.
Right.
Like your family knows that you just got out of this relationship with a dude that you thought was probably going to get married to.
Yes, and they probably knew him and all
yes,
the things.
Yes, all that.
Which is, I guess, why you need to tell your family. You guys behave.
Right. Hey, listen, I'm bringing someone new.
Yes.
Be on your best behavior.
Super new. It's super new. So don't wreck this for me. Now, I will say this. We were maybe about this point in our relationship.
You and your husband?
With my husband.
Yeah.
And I didn't have family here. And I wasn't able to go home, I think, for work. So I think he ended up inviting me out of pity. At first.
And oh, to like his family celebration?
Yeah,
okay,
I don't want you to be alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay.
Kind
sure,
of a situation.
Sure.
And it ended up being great. I loved, you know, meeting his family so early, and it wasn't super weird. We just,
wasn't
you
awkward.
Know, I think, yeah, he just gave them the heads up first.
Like, hey, I'm bringing a friend by.
Also. But, and I think also my job was entertaining and fun for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were kind of like, oh, I know her.
Yeah, you
know,
I was going to say, they knew
thing.
Who you were,
it
so
was
it wasn't like
yes.
it was a just, okay.
Yeah, so it was fine. In my situation, it ended up working out for us.
Yeah.
Not saying that, Carrie, this is going to be your future husband and, you know, 3 weeks in, but
you know,
I don't think it can be I don't think it has to be a disaster or really weird and awkward this early in if he's super excited to come and you preface with your family the situation, they won't make it awkward.
I am really trying hard to remember because, like you, I started hanging out with dating my wife
around a holiday or something.
Well, early, like late September, early October.
Right.
So we were only like, you know,
a couple months in
at best.
Yeah.
And I don't think I did go, maybe I did, I don't remember.
Were the families in town though?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it would have been just two. It would have been her family or my family.
Yeah.
And I think we just kind of did our own thing and met up later.
Later. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what happened. But of course, if I was able to talk to her right now, she'd probably tell me otherwise.
Probably.
Because
that's wrong.
My memory is not very great.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't know if Carrie's guy's situation is he a thing where his family isn't here?
He's out of town. Right.
And then I think that's easier.
And,
for
you know,
us. Like, yeah, come to my house. So you're not like hanging out by yourself.
Here's the other thing. He's only 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
He probably doesn't know her past. Like,
sure.
she probably hasn't told him, hey, got out of a long-term relationship.
Yeah,
it
know.
Was kind of rough, whatever. They're probably still in the discovery sort of phase of the relationship. So he may not know that baggage yet.
The point is, though, that he has already put his cards on the table, like, I want to go to your family's Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that's the delicate line she's trying to
now listen Taylor
to walk
texts in and says, isn't this the whole point of cuffing season, to have someone to bring around to the family? Well, that's true. That is good point. All right, hey, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear if you've got experience taking a new person to Thanksgiving dinner, something like that, to your family, to introduce to your family.
If there are some best practices you could lay out, that would be helpful.
I want to hear both the good and the bad.
The disasters as cautionary tales.
Yes. All right. If you got it, love to hear it. 502-795-1997. We'll take those stories on the way. Carrie's in that awkward situation where she's just started seeing a new guy. And now all of a sudden we've got like the holidays fast approaching and he's wanting to join her family for Thanksgiving. And she's like, that may be too soon.
He's like, I'm excited. Tell me when and where to go.
Yeah. Now there's some interesting perspectives on this. Sarah on Facebook says, I think it's a red flag if someone wants to move that quickly. Thanksgiving is much more than just meeting the parents at dinner. I would just tell them that your family's having a small Thanksgiving, maybe next year. Now, Ginger says this issue here isn't him. You're just not over the situation with your ex.
Ooh.
And you're projecting that onto him.
Okay.
So she's like, you may not be ready quite yet for this relationship. Interesting.
All right. Tanya is saying, say my family eats at 3 or 6, but we wrap up by 8. Can we hang out after? If you started dating in November, you don't want to meet the family until next year.
Interesting.
But then Kimberly's all like, YOLO, just take him. He might be the one. This is the first test, LOL.
Yeah. Another text says, tell Carrie she should just tell him she's just looking for a hookup right now.
Oh, well. Well, that's definitely going to kill any
I'm just looking for a hookup right now. That's
if he does end up being like a good guy.
That's it.
There are so many people that do end up finding, like, they get out of long-term situations that were just bad or whatever, and then they end up finding, like, the one.
Like
this could be it. It's 3 weeks in. We don't know that just yet, but it could be. So maybe
now,
we don't do anything that wrecks those potential chances, but if you're not comfortable, there's some good options here.
Yeah, Amber and Bethany. Girl, don't let that man pressure you into being with your family for the holidays 3 weeks in. So,
okay.
All right. There was another person, I'm just trying to find it, said, look, 3 weeks is plenty of time to know whether you want a long-term relationship with them.
Really?
I don't.
Interesting.
I don't, that's a
kind of a when you know kind of a thing.
I guess, yeah, but maybe I don't know. We're taking a lot of assumptions here. Like, how often are they actually seeing each other in those 3 weeks? Is it just a thing where, you know, they're texting every day, but
have they seen each other every single day of the 3 weeks?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But maybe they're only seeing each other once or twice in that 3 weeks. So
Mike suggested put it on the family. Say my family's got a rule on bringing people home too soon.
Interesting.
Get through Thanksgiving and Christmas. Plan for next year. I know when I was younger, I never wanted to go see their family that soon. It's awkward. Enjoy your time with your family. I'm sure he'll understand.
Yeah, Susie texted in and said it was a couple years before I met my husband's family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're kicking the tires for a while.
Yeah, she was like, you know what? I don't want to get too involved. Don't want to get too involved yet.
Okay.
And Todd said, I started dating someone in September. No way she was coming to holidays yet. Too soon.
Okay, well, There is a divide.
There is a
gamut.
There is a divide.
We're running of there is a do it YOLO.
You know what?
Nope, too soon. Don't do it. Don't ever do it. Man, don't let them pressure you.
Here's my official stance.
Okay, your official stance. Laying it down. Ben Davis says this.
Bring them.
Okay. I'm kind of on the same team.
Bring them.
Because I was there. I did the 3 weeks in.
I'm just saying.
Going to Thanksgiving. It was great.
I'm just saying, look, bring them and you can say, hey, my family's crazy. That's fine. Just want to warn you. You can tell your family, hey, bring in a new guy. I know it's not Chet.
Yes.
Who wronged
Chet.
Me.
We know. We hate Chet.
Yeah. Now. Hashtag
we
Chet dies.
Hashtag we hate Chet.
But
we prep the family. That is the most important piece of this puzzle.
Yep.
We are prepping the family.
Prep them.
This is very, very new. No idea where this is going, but he wants to come. So are you cool with that? Good. Let's have some pie.
Right. Let's see. Thanksgiving's in 2 weeks. Okay. Carrie, we're checking back in with you on December 2nd or 3rd, okay?
You're either going to start planning the wedding or you're breaking up. After this
meal. All right, we are going to check back in with you after Thanksgiving, okay?
But we all agree we hate Chet!
Yeah, Chet! Chet's dead around here.
Don't you even speak his name anymore.
All right. Hey, thank you for reaching out. That is group therapy.